Thursday night after Randy's class on the firstborn, we had a time of prayers from the censor, and it really was just that new spirit that's coming forth in our hearts to be with the Lord as an offering, to do more than receive from him and do more than serve him and do more than make a great, organized, wonderful gathering. We just want to jump into the fire, into the altar, and just be the body of the sacrifice. If everything goes so wrong, our spirit will be so the Lamb, and the Father will get so much Jesus this year. And I'm looking up at Carol Moore sitting back there in the sound booth. She just jumped on in the flames. And I don't think she did it because she's got all this sound booth theory and technique. She just did it because she's like, I want to be where Jesus is, and I want to give my life, not because I have life, but because in weakness, the Lamb's going to fill me up. And let me tell you, there's going to be a sweet savor of Jesus coming from that sound booth, because that heart just jumped in. And I know she hates that I'm saying this, but just forget it. But I said it. Then I want to say on a personal note, you know, if y'all feel like you have to be real spiritual and, you know, doing really good in the Lord and feeling really sacrificial, forget it. None of us are that way. I just thank God for Randy's prayer this morning. I just needed that prayer. I'm a mess. I need the Lord so bad. I can't even look at myself. I can't even consider myself. I can't even think if I'm spiritually ready for this, because I'm bankrupt and I'll never be ready. So I am turning myself to look into the flames and find Jesus. And just look at his spirit in there. Just look at the way he is towards the Father. And forget about all the stench and all the high places and all the pride and all the zeal and ambition that would just release flesh all over the Father. And separate from me. And go into him. And let him do this gathering in me as an offering, and let him get all the glory in my brother and in my sister and in maybe me if he can sneak out of a crack, but let him be the focus. And I want to read this scripture quickly to just give you what I felt may minister to some this morning, and it's out of Zechariah chapter 12. It says, verse 10, I will pour upon the house of David. Remember when Randy shared on David for three Sundays a couple months ago? God says, I will pour upon the house of David. I will pour upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and supplication. And this is the part here. And they will look upon me whom they have pierced. And they will mourn for him as one mourneth for his only son, and be in bitterness for him as one that is in bitterness for his firstborn. In that day there shall be a great mourning in Jerusalem as the mourning of Hidronum, the valley of Megiddon. In verse 13, or chapter 13, verse 1 says, in that day there shall be a fountain open in the house of David to the inhabitants of Jerusalem for sin and uncleanness. And all I'm trying to feel in my heart with that is, if we can look upon him whom we have pierced, with everything in us that wasn't that offering, and mourn, and just not cry for our sins, not think about our lack, but just pour our tears over him and come unto him. He's going to open up a fountain in us, a fountain of new spirit, new nature, and it's going to pour over the house and out of the house of David. So I'm just going to say a quick prayer. Pastor Jen, is that okay? Father, I just thank you. I thank you that I am not the Christ. I am not the one. I am the uncleanness. I am the one who pierces you with my attitudes, with my unhealed wounds that bleed on others. But Lord, it's not just others I'm piercing, it's Jesus I'm piercing. Your firstborn son in his body. And Lord, there's so many hard places in my heart, places that are immovable, places that are not touched by your spirit. But Lord, I want to turn my focus away from even my strong men, my high towers, my immovable mountains. And I want to look upon him. I just want to look upon him who's in the flames and who I pierced. And I want to come to Jesus. I want to come to you, Jesus. In my wretchedness, in my lack, in my hardness, even in my unwillingness, I want to come to you, Jesus. and I want to mourn with you and for you, even where I pierced you. And the Holy Spirit can bring a new spirit of repentance that's not about my sin, but about the Son. A new spirit all about his heart for the Father over the house of David. So, Lord, if there's someone out there who's hard, who feels nothing, who has pierced you, let us turn away and come to Jesus. And Jesus, you said, come unto me. Come. Don't let that hold you back. You just come, and I'll give you the right spirit. I'll give you my spirit. I'll give you my new heart. So, Lord, I just thank you for opening wide the gates of your heart. We come to you, even you whom we've pierced. And we melt and we bow and we love you. Despite ourselves, we love you. We want to be with you, Jesus, this time from our hearts. In Jesus' name.